That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. Going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum, Abner, Cedric, Ben Withers, and Ulysses S. Quincy in the Jot 'em Down store preparing for Station BTR's first broadcast. Listen.
Oh, my goodness, look what time it is.
It's
7 o'clock. Time we're supposed to go on the air. Ulysses, you better get over there to that generator and get ready to start cranking.
Yeah, okay.
You know how to work it now, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Okay, Lum.
Yeah, I showed him how long.
All right, the rest of you get around the microphone here. Come on, Ben. Cedric.
Yes, ma'am.
I say now, where did I put my part?
Granny, don't lose that now.
Well, here it is.
Lum, are you sure this idea of yours is going to work now?
Well, it's the only thing I could figure out to do. And even if it ain't the right idea, too late to do anything about it now.
Yeah, but ain't them four sponsors going to be mad when they find out that they're all on at the same time?
Well, what else could I do? You fellas all sold them the same time.
Well, you did it, too. You sold Moe's Moose at 7 to 8 o'clock time.
Well, we ain't got time to argue about it now. 7 o'clock. Get set, everybody.
Would you mind standing a little to the left, Cedric? I can't see the microphone back here.
Quiet, then. All right, let her go, Ulysses.
Okay.
All right, Ben. Ben?
Huh? Oh, the voice of Pine Ridge is on the air.
This is Station BTR, broadcasting frequently from our main studios located on the main floor of the elegant Jot 'em Down store overlooking scenic Main Street in the heart of downtown Pine Ridge. And this is Lum Edwards, the announcer that grins while he talks, bringing you the first in a series of a one-hour program entitled The Moe's Moose Barbershop, Ira Hodgkin's Liver Stable, and Ed Beckley Drugstore, Caleb Wehunt Blacksmith Shop Hour. Featuring the Moe's Moose Barbershop, Ira Hodgkin's Liver Stable, Ed Beckley Drugstore, Caleb Wehunt Blacksmith Shop play actors. In Love Comes to Gilbert the Boy Trapper. Starring Cedric Wehunt as Gilbert.
Note, there is no relation between the actors of this play and human beings, dead or alive. The whole thing is strictly a coincidence.
The opening scene opens in the Froze North, where Gilbert is walking along with a weasel, which he has trapped.
But only Glory's weasel.
He sees a deserted cabin and wonders who is in it. Stealthily, he enters the door, and to his horror, he sees a beautiful girl with yellow curls tied to a chair. Well, didn't get that look you got. He throws down the weasel and rushes in. Bravely, he exclaims,
"Mom, leave right here, Sandy."
Oh, you poor maiden. Are you in distress? Who has did this to you?
I do not know. I was popped on the head at the time.
I will quickly untie you. Oh, but it is too dark. I cannot see to do it. Do you have a flashlight?
Yes, Gilbert, I have a dandy. I bought it at Ed Beckley's drugstore, located one block south of the Jot 'em Down store. It is a two-battery, adjustable beam flashlight in black or red plastic case, complete with bulb, at the unbelievable low price of 98 cents.
Well.
Also, genuine pig bristle toothbrushes, automatic horn squeezers, and assorted flavored bath salts in the big 5-pound economy bag. On sale this week. Don't miss it.
I won't.
Oh, untie me quickly, and let us make our get away from here. For here comes the varmint that tied me up, mean black Ben.
Aha! So you're trying to escape from me. A lucky thing I got here when I did. I never would have made it in this icy weather. If I hadn't have had my horse shot at Caleb Wehunt's first class flight.
Hold it, Ben, hold it.
What's the matter, Lum?
That blame phone. Oh. You're going to have to do something about that. Abner, tell the radio audience to wait a minute.
Oh, yes. Stand by, folks. The program will go on in just a minute.
Hello, Jot 'em Down store. Oh, what is it, Caleb?
Best they know that was me disguising my voice.
Yeah, I know you bought this time, but you see, Ed Beckley. Well, if you'd have just listened a little longer, your ad's coming up right now. Yeah, but Caleb, you see, Ed Beckley paid just as much as... Well, Granny, you don't want to do that, Caleb.
Oh.
Your own boy is the hero of the show. He's Gilbert. You don't, huh? Well, all right, then, if that's the way you feel about it. Goodbye.
What happened, Long?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now listening to the Moe's Moot Ed Beckley Ari Hodgkins Hour.
Uh-oh, I go Caleb.
And tomorrow night, don't be surprised if you hear a new Gilbert. All right, go on, Ben. I believe you had the last line.
Yes, let's see here. Quiet. I never would have made it in this icy weather if I hadn't had my horse shot.
No, you can leave all that out now and jump down to the next line.
How's that?
Caleb ain't a sponsor no more.
Cut him off there.
Let's see. I never would have made it in this icy weather.
But that's out.
Yes.
Edner, you read your next line.
Oh, Gilbert, save me from this demon-eyed villain.
Have no fears, maiden. I will save you from his clutches, and we will flee in the boogie.
Boogie, Cedric.
Oh. Boogie, Cedric, I have rented from Ari Hodgkins' liver stable on the west side of the street facing the Jotham Down store.
Slipping in commercials in there, Slip.
I got one of these luxurious four-passenger jobs now available at the new low picnic rate. Get yours today from Madman Hodgkins.
I will. I shall go to Hodgkin's convenient location and hire one of those speedy softies now available and overtake you. No matter where you go, I shall find you. Remember, Hodgkin's sluggies cover the world.
Oh, is there no escape from this demon-eyed villain?
Fear not, fear one. Fear not, fear
Hold it, wait a minute. There's the phone again.
Goddammit. After this, we'll have to disconnect us.
Just a minute, folks.
Hello, Jotham Down store.
Toby can't broadcast.
Oh, well, how's it coming in, Ed? Well, yeah, I was going to tell you about Ari Hodgkins being on the same time.
This is out getting into my part.
Well, I know you paid for the time, but you heard your ad, didn't you?
I felt like
and you got another one coming up.
Just like I said, long golden curl.
Well, I know, Ed, but... Well, yeah, but... Oh, all right. Sure, goodbye.
What did say, Long?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Moe's Moot Ari Hodgkins Hour.
Uh-oh.
We bring you the second act of Love Comes to Gilbert, the Boy Trapper, the first in a series of a one-hour program. On with the show. Well, go on.
Doggett, I'm lost here. I don't know where we're at.
Just pick it up anywhere.
I never would have made it in this icy weather if it hadn't had my horse shot at Caleb Lee Hunt's first-class Blackfoot.
Well, we're past that, Ben. Chip down to that part where Gilbert and the girl are escaping.
Yeah. Gallop on horses, huh?
Oh, yeah, wait.
Roll on.
All right, now.
Hold it. Oh, Gilbert, you are so brave and fearless to rescue me from that demon-eyed villain. That surely was a close shave.
Thank you. I always did a close shave to Mr. Moe's Mooch's high-class barber shop. He is an experienced man with the razor and don't hardly ever cut you. He is a good man on haircuts, too, specializing in both square and round types. Give your wife a rest and let Moe's Moot cut your hair.
Yes, and I can always tell when you have been to Moe's Moot's. By the way, you smell.
Abner, you're reading that wrong. It's supposed to be, I can always tell when you've been to Moe's Moot's by the way you smell.
I think that was your ring, Ron.
Yeah, I know it. Hold everything. Hello. Oh, what is it, Ari? Well, now, Ari, I can explain all that.
Ari, what?
But you see, Moe's Moot paid for a... Well, let me explain. Oh, all right, if that's the way you feel about it. Goodbye.
Did our...
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Moe's Moot Hour.
That's
the first in a series of a one-hour program.
Cool.
Brought to you by station VPR. All right, let's see. What was it?
Gilbert just got a haircut.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's do that part over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's good. I love it.
Looks like Moe's is the only one that's satisfied with the program.
Good old Moe's.
Go ahead, Gilbert.
Yes, ma'am. I always get a close shave at Mr. Bo's Moots' barber shop.
Thanks.
He is an experienced man with a razor and don't hardly ever cut you.
Was that the phone or just the sound effect?
Uh-oh, no, I believe it was. Yeah, hold it, Patrick. Hold it.
Hello. Oh, howdy, Mose. Oh, well, how are you enjoying
it? Oh, he loves it, I know.
Well, now, wait a minute, Mose. It does not. Well, I don't see what's wrong with that. You don't hardly never cut nobody much. Oh, well, Abner just read that line wrong.
I might have to look here.
Yeah, but Mose. Yeah, but. Yeah. Oh, all right.
Him too?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances over which things have got out of control, you have just heard the last of a series of a one-hour program.
Yes, and whatever happened to the announcer who grins while he talks?